Welcome to the Castlemaine Botanical Gardens. We acknowledge the Djadjarrung as the traditional custodians of the waters and land on which we stand and pay our respects to their elders past, present and future. You are listening to the story of these gardens, how they came to be and what's here, including the main collections. To begin your journey, close your eyes and imagine this place and surrounds as Jara country, with millennia of history of the Djadjarrung people, a heritage the local community works to recognise and preserve. Now imagine this place in the 1850s. Gold has just been discovered and people are flocking to the area. The landscape is changing and fast as trees are felled for miners' campsites and homes. Imagine the bustling, the one-upmanship, and the eagerness to make a mark among the new settlers. Enter Frederick Hershey. It's 1854, and Fred, a local nurseryman, later to become a councillor, has requested land for a public botanic garden in Castlemaine. The town is just new. Its site had been fixed just a year earlier, and Melbourne's Royal Botanic Gardens had been established less than a decade before. In 1860, Fred's dream comes true. The gardens are carved out of the traditional lands of the Djadjarrung people and fenced off. Today they cover 23.4 hectares. Their first curator was Philip Duran. He was appointed in 1866 and remained so for 47 years until he died in 1913. He is said to have laid out the gardens. Government botanist Baron Ferdinand von Mueller is thought to have guided him in this. Von Mueller sent plants and seeds for the gardens. Others came from botanical gardens in Geelong and Sydney. Plants were chosen to see how they performed in the Castlemaine climate. Some were chosen for their apparent rarity, or their oddness, or their potential as sources of food and fibre. Today, these gardens remain an outstanding example of a regional public garden created in colonial Victoria. They were listed on the Victorian Heritage Register in 1998. Their location, in the middle of richly diverse dryland bush, makes them special too, and some of that bushland remains part of the gardens. Plus, they have some pretty interesting historical features, like the locally made gates, the fountain, the summer house, and more. Keep an eye out for these as you wander around. Around the gardens, you will find rare trees, oaks and pines of great age and botanical significance. As well as local indigenous vegetation, you'll find new plantings more suited to this area's predicted future climate. In their early years, the gardens were much larger. The curator lived on site. Since then, parts have been portioned off for the adjacent caravan park and hospital. Today, the gardens are managed and maintained by Mount Alexander Shire Council. Enjoy your visit. And if you'd like to learn more, scan the QR code you can find on signs throughout the gardens. Or go to our website at mountalexander.vic.gov.au.